Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fossils have long been used to help us to piece together the sizes and shapes of extinct animals. But the colours of these animals has previously been something of a mystery. Now, researchers from the University of Bristol have detected the chemical signatures of the original melanin pigments in ancient bat fossils. Caris Lestrange spoke with Jakob Winter to hear how.
We've been looking at exceptionally preserved fossils that preserve remnants of soft tissues. And we've been taking these samples of soft tissues and realized that they are composed of melanin, the pigment that gives colors to animals. And we're able to detect that. And what we can also see is that the melanin has been altered during the process of having been buried for millions of years in the ground. So what we see is that there are two distinct chemistries of melanins. We have one melanin that gives black color. And then we have another type of melanin, which is called pheomelanin, which gives reddish-brown colors. If your hair, for example, is ginger, then it's mainly composed of this reddish-brown pheomelanin. We see that this melanin is made inside little packets, or organelles, as they're called. And these organelles, they are transported into our hair, or if you're a bird, they're transported into your feather. And now the really, really cool thing is that these organelles, they have distinct shapes. And that's what we can actually also find in the fossils. And what we see is that if you are ginger, then these melanosomes, they're shaped like tiny little meatballs. And when I say tiny, we talk about something that is a half of a thousandth of a millimeter. So these are really, really very small structures that we detect using a method called scanning electron microscopy. Now, if you have black hair, then we see that the melanosomes, they're shaped like little sausages. So basically what we can do is that we can actually look at fossils and then essentially looking for meatballs and sausages, then we can actually say something about the original colours in these fossils.
You said that this melanin changes over millions of years. How did you find that it changed?
What we realised is when we got these chemical data back, we get these spectra. And we can see that the spectra that we get from the fossils are quite similar to the spectra that we get from modern melanin samples. But there are some differences. And what we were speculating is that perhaps the melanin has changed due to having been buried for millions of years in the ground under high pressure and high temperature. And there are ways with which we can test that by putting it inside little gold capsules and then cooking it at high pressure and high temperature for just 24 hours, but at much higher pressures and temperatures than what you might have experienced over millions of years, can sort of like speed up that process. And when we analyzed the chemistry of that, then we saw that that melanin actually had very similar chemistry to what we get in the fossils.
This is the first time that you've been able to look at fossilized mammals, and you have looked at fossilized bats. So what were the color of these bats?
Surprise, surprise, these fossil bats, they were brown. They looked exactly like modern bats. These fossils, by the way, they're about 49 million years old, and they're from a locality in Germany. And we looked at the samples using the electron microscope, and we could see that there was just lots of little meatballs. And indeed, when we also did the chemical analysis, that also confirmed that indeed they're composed of this red melanin.
Jakob Vintner on his paper out this week in PNAS.